This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
For Willard and Dibs hanging with Joe Shasky, who has stopped by at Laughing Monk Brewery as we get ready for Niners and Panthers tonight. I think if you're going to describe all of this from both sides, maybe in just a couple of sentences, it's kind of like this. Unfortunately, here, I'll push the envelope for you again.
Okay.
It's kind of like going to an adult club.
Yeah.
And what happens is when you get a little too close and you can see it and smell it and feel it, you make mistakes.
Illegal use of the hands.
And the Niners got that close to the Super Bowl.
Welcome Diamond to the stage.
Got that close to the Super Bowl, and they were then for the next handful of months acting in that very inebriated, allured sort of way.
I wanted to run it back too. Like, I'll be the first to admit it.
Who didn't?
I wanted to run
Everybody
it back
Everybody always
too.
Does.
I know. And the reality is probably now I've learned a lesson that you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to figure it out. I think the hard part right now is you watched that game with the Rams last night.
Ooh.
You could have had Stafford. They won the Super
they
Bowl.
They tried to get Stafford.
No, I know, but they won the Super Bowl at home against you in the NFC Championship game. Moved off a fan favorite in Cooper Kupp without any drama and upgraded with Devontae Adams. And now rebuilt their entire defense through the draft. All these things happening are just tough pills to swallow. And then here's the other thing that ticked me off this morning. And Joe disagreed with me, and that's fine. We can have different point of view. I don't expect everyone to agree with everything I say. In fact, I don't want you to. That'd be lunacy. If you knew you didn't have any money on Aiyuk's books for next year, why weren't you more aggressive to add a player and add payroll for the next year or two?
I heard you say this, and I brought it up about
an
hour
wrong?
Ago.
It depends on like how confident they were to get out from underneath it.
Okay.
You know, we talked about the deadline and how if they want to get Hendrickson, they want to make sure they get somebody who they could control next year. But even if you made this decision in July, were you confident in July that he was not going to fight it? That's my thing. Like, if you knew in July that you wanted to void his deal, in July, did he say, fine, void away? Or is this
now the news? Oh, you're saying now he's come up with the conclusion that he's not going to fight it.
Maybe.
That's actually interesting.
I don't know.
That's actually really
That is the only piece of it. Because if in July, he's like, fine, void it, then I don't think that any of this would have played out the way it played out.
I still also, even if they knew right away that we're going to get some more money, I mean, I wanted them to be more aggressive at the deadline as it was. But I'm also going to understand to a degree their stance, which was we only want players that are beyond this year. I do get, under any circumstances, not pushing a bunch of assets into the middle of the table just for this year.
You don't want to be
if
reckless.
If there's no Fred and there's no
I get
Nick,
that.
Let's be
but,
real.
But
that's my take.
But
I want to love more aggression.
Here's my thing. When you're, at the time, I think they were 6-3. Anything can happen, right? And next year, who knows where Trent is?
Yep.
Who knows where CMC is? Who knows where Purdy is? Like, we just don't know, right? Maybe Robert Saleh gets picked up in the offseason. You never know, right? You're stuck with Nick Sorensen 2.0. You look up in Baker Mayfield, you're like, well, maybe we just write the Bucks off. Stuff happens. And my theory now with the NFL is, I'm not saying be reckless, but it's kind of year to year. And if you're all in this year and things go awry and you're 3-6, maybe you sell and you get more draft picks. If you're 6-3, maybe you're more aggressive than what you were at the beginning of the year. I don't know. I'm thinking about, like, tonight. You have 12 sacks. It's Bryce Young, and I'm worried.
The Browns had 10 yesterday.
We have 12 on the year.
Joe, they had 10 yesterday.
I know.
I mean, it's bananas.
And we're playing patty cake. I'm like, hey, well,
and it's patty cake against patty cake because the Panthers don't sack you either. But it's interesting what you say about the Rams, because I was looking at this. I think it was Brian Peacock put out a tweet over the weekend about the Niners have made 9 first-round picks and only 3 are going to be on the field tonight. Yeah. The Rams in that same period have made 2
first-round
picks.
Jared Verse.
And he plays.
And Jared Goff.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
So they've had, in 9 years, they've made 2 first-round picks. So it's all about
approach.
But
they got Stafford, won a Super Bowl, got Jalen Ramsey, competed for multiple years. So it's how you use them. Everyone gets the same picks, same money. It's how you want to spend them.
Right. And the Rams choose to not use them to actually draft people and keep them.
Well, I would say that the one thing that I'm noticing this year, and look, Kyle on game day is great. Every coach has flaws, and that 4th-and-1, you know. Yeah. You're going to have those. He's a great game day coach. I think they need to have serious conversation about bringing in a talent evaluator to just be the GM.
I heard you talk about this morning, and honestly, I was driving around, and I was like, I can't wait to talk to him about this afternoon.
Because Belichick, the GM, didn't Belichick the coach.
But here's my thought on that. The way you sort of laid that out made it feel to me like 2 totally separate entities.
Meaning
you want Kyle to just coach. And then there'll be someone else over here who's like, here's your players. We're going to bring them to you like a server at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. Here are your players. And then you have to sit down and sort of eat them and decide whether or not you like this meal or not. And I'm thinking it's got to be more collaborative at minimum than that. I don't mind if they want to bring in more eyes and ears. I don't mind that at all. But I don't think if Kyle's going to be your game day guy and he's going to map everything out, he's got to have a say into the skill set of the people that they're bringing in.
The proof is in the pudding. Are they better in the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th round?
Yes.
Or the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd?
It's been the late.
If you think Kyle is out there grinding tape on 5th rounders, I doubt that. I do believe.
I think he's got a lot of say in anybody, especially on the offensive side of the ball.
Look it. They've nailed undrafted free agency as well, better than anyone.
Yeah.
And I think that's a scout's job, and those guys are going to have more feel on that. Like Ricky Pearsall. Ricky Pearsall. You think John Lynch wanted Ricky Pearsall, an undersized slot receiver, when you have 2 other receivers and you're lining up to pay one of them $30 million? Or you think that was Kyle?
That was Kyle.
Yeah.
I think Brock Purdy was also Kyle.
This last draft was.
Yeah. So was Trey Lance.
Robert Saleh got hired, and I think he walked in and said, look, you're going to hire me. How about you give me the first 5 picks?
I hear that. But I would argue to them that, look, I do believe you should have final say on certain things. And if you're split, Kyle, you're the one who's going to be coaching them. I get that. The proof is in the pudding. Forget first rounders. How many day 1 and 2, which is the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd rounds, have they re-signed?
Not a lot.
Debo, Fred Warner.
Nick Bosa.
This is 9 years.
Yep.
This is what does you in. If you're not going to be aggressive and make deals for guys like a Trent Williams, who you use the 2nd and 3rd rounder on, like McCaffrey, 2nd and 3rd rounder on, you got to nail some of these picks. You're not going to bet 1,000. That's unrealistic.
Yep.
But they're not betting like 330.
Well,
Javon Kinlaw, Jalen Hurd, we can go through the whole list.
I mean, look,
TDP.
Ayuk was one of their better picks, which is the irony of the whole thing.
Yep. Well, and the receiver thing, here's what I will never, just kind of like looking at the way, I'll never get this.
What's that?
Go to the draft last year, 2024 draft. There's rumors for weeks that the Niners are shopping a receiver.
And they don't do anything.
So you've already paid Debo. He's already, he's showing some signs of decline.
Uh-huh.
There's Brandon who's needs an extension. And everybody knows you're shopping one of those 2. Kyle said it Saturday. Can't pay 2. And then you also draft 1 in the 1st round, and then your next move is to deal neither of them, and in fact, grab one of them who had been a malcontent for months and give him $30 million. Explain to me in those 4 months how that happened.
I don't know.
I do not get.
Contrast that with this. And look, the Eagles have a wide receiver problem.
Yep.
That's
They have a quarterback problem, too.
Okay. Tyreek Hill, when they were done with him, Brett Veach was like, hey, we're getting rid of this guy. We're getting picks. We need to get cheaper. We need to get younger. Andy, I'm paying you $20 million a year for a reason. We'll have you curate who you want to bring in. Rashee Rice later on, Xavier Worthy, which I'm sure Andy was involved in. That came out of nowhere. Remember that day when Tyreek got
nowhere.
Out of nowhere? They ripped the Band-Aid off. They got the two first-round picks. They reset their books. They did it. They were decisive. The biggest problem I have with just the whole thing is I don't know who's decisive, and they're indecisive on everything that they want to do. And, like, if you have a number, if Parag, and this is the part, I don't want to hear about Parag. If Parag has a number and they don't want to go past it, and it's April 20th, which is when that draft was, or April 21st, and it's draft day and he's not ready to sign it, you should have moved him. You should have you should have had a hard sell date, and it ended up screwing you.
There's no question. But I think you also admit, off of that tantalizing Super Bowl loss and 1,300 yards.
I wanted to run it back.
Yeah,
it's hard. But I also realize as well, you do have to have your eye on what's coming down the pike.
Always.
Right?
That's their job.
Why do you think Eric Armstead's not on this team? Because they knew they had to pay Brandon, they had
Correct.
To pay Purdy,
sure.
and you have to make hard decisions. And why is Hufanga not here? Dre Greenlaw not here? Like, certain, not everyone can come. Why did they trade Buckner? They had to either keep Jimmy and Jimmy Ward and Armstead. They had a number.
They had a number, and, he
and they
didn't
were
like
decisive.
It.
And as much
Aaron
as
Banks and as Jalen Moore,
it,
and you know,
as much as it pissed me off, Jimmy Ward was really good, and Armstead was too. And it wasn't the greatest move. It wasn't the worst.
Enjoy the game.
All right, boys,
buddy.
I'm going to run.
Great to see you.
Yep.
Great to see you.
And
Joe
Santa
Shasky.
Claus is real.
Damn right he is. What, did you get a text? All right, this Wednesday, your chance to win great prizes every single hour from 6A, where you'll hear Joe Shasky, to 6P, where you'll hear me and Dibs. Warriors tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warrior bobbleheads, whole lot more. That is this Wednesday, every hour, starting at 6 a.m. Our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game. All right. We are heading toward Niners and Warriors. We'll get into some of the head-scratching Kuminga stuff that seems to be going on with the team coming up next. Continue to welcome in your phone calls, 888-957-9570. That is the number. This is Willard and Dibs.
This game day traffic report brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Those gates open at Levi Stadium. Traffic already filling in through Santa Clara. Same story into San Francisco. We have a Warriors game tonight. Traffic heavy not only on the Bay Bridge, but northbound 280. I'm Tiffany. That's your game day traffic.
What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? We always bottle our Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source. And all our bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from our own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source.
Tune in to 95.7 The Game for Warriors Live, 60 minutes before tip-off. Every Warriors game throughout the season as we get ready for the action. Presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage. Brought to you by
Spend some time this week, hopefully with family or with soul family or whatever. And whatever it is, man, whatever it is in your life that's going on, try to point to some things for which you are thankful. And focus on that this week. That's what I'm going to try to do. It is time for Triples for Autism, brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area Warriors with 17 threes on Friday night. It wasn't enough, but they made 17 on Friday against the Blazers. That's another donation from Pettinelli to Autism Society San Francisco. 18 for 18 so far this year on the donations. And if you would like to make a donation to autism yourself or get involved, we invite you to go to sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. All right, it's Willard and Dibs live at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. The first shuttle just left, so there are fewer people here. But still plenty of Niner fans, and maybe an opportunity for those of you who are on your way in to veer off and have shorter lines at the bar.
Yep.
Because one of the shuttles just left.
Yeah, and I believe the other shuttle is just now queuing up to also leave. Because
let's go.
As you look at it, we are inside an hour until kick time, and you think about this game coming up, and for the 49ers, it's not, in my opinion, a must-win, but it's the kind of game that when you look at yesterday and you look at the landscape and you realize that, and this is something that you and I talked about before, oh, you know what, 10-7, I like your chances with tiebreakers. I don't anymore.
Yeah.
This feels to me now in the NFC like it's 11 wins, to get you in 11-6. And so if you need to go 4-2 over your last six, and you would, well, this is one of those ones that you would need to have in the four column. That way you don't have to go out there and beat Seattle in week 18.
Yep, I'm with you. I'm with you. I think there are two games left on the schedule that the Niners have absolutely no business at all losing. And it's
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tonight and in, let's see, 1, 2, 3 weeks against Tennessee back here at Levi Stadium. And then outside of that, you take your chances with what is left on the schedule and go from there. I look at the Niners and Warriors games tonight the exact same way. If either of them lose tomorrow morning, it is full-blown uh-oh.
Yeah.
So you don't want to call it a must-win? That's fine.
I mean, for the Warriors, I don't think it's a full-blown uh-oh.
I do.
But
I do.
I think it's already – there are signs that you can scratch your head and think you don't have lice and you don't have dandruff. You're 9-9, and oh, boy, the schedule. Fine. The schedule. You come home. You've got rest. You've got Portland at home, and you do that?
Hey.
I mean, like, I'm sorry.
I hear you, and we all get to look at it however we want to look at it. For me, these two games tonight are uh-oh games. If either of these teams lose tonight, for me, tomorrow is a full-blown uh-oh. Back to the phones. Let's go to Javier in Vacaville. Javier, thank you for the call. Thank you for waiting. What's going on?
How are you doing today, Mr. Willard and Mr. Dilley? Nice talking to you again.
Yes, so, sir.
My only comment today is, unfortunately, probably against what you guys believe. It's a sad day for the 49ers organization because you look at the yards per carry for the 49ers, and it's went tremendously down since Brandon Ayuk has not been on this roster because he is the best blocking receiver in the NFL. And if you guys know one better, please let me know. And it's not a matter of, oh, just the blocking. We're putting the faith into Ricky Pearsall, who's known for being on the injured reserve because of a sprained knee. Kendrick Ward, who came in mid to late September. Juwan Jennings, who's on an expiring contract. And let me hear, Cowing? We can play football for the 49ers, or let's reserve, or we can go down the line. We're going to give up a brand new because him and Shane can't get along when he's been our best blocking receiver on this team since Mark Owens. And Troy
All right, Javier, we're going to jump in because your phone is breaking up a little bit. It's kind of hard to hear what you're saying. We certainly get the gist. And I think that there's a way to kind of split the difference on what he's saying versus what we've been saying. He called it a sad day for the 49ers. I don't think that there's anything wrong with wishing that what it used to look like with Brandon Ayuk and the Niners, wishing that that was still here. But it's not. I don't see that as possible. So what I'm kind of saying is much more in the moment. Do I wish in a perfect world that Brandon, a happy Brandon, a productive Brandon, and a healthy Brandon could stay on the 49ers roster? Absolutely I do. But those things right now are completely out of pocket. They're not possible. Brandon is not healthy. Brandon is not happy. And that contract, even with what he did on the field, I've always thought, as you know, from the jump, was an unhealthy contract. And so I just think that to answer Javier, like, I can agree with you in spirit, but toothpaste is out of the tube. There's no way to go back on this at this point.
And he's a very good blocker, and I don't think that having no Ayuk is the reason why you're 31st in football, tied with the Raiders for last in yards per attempt. For me, it's more of a nuanced answer. It's George Kittle, who missed a bunch of games. It's not having your starting center for a bunch of games. It's having Dominic Pooney, who's not been 100%. I know he's out there, but if he's not effective as much, you're not going to be able to run it quite as well. So for me, it's more of a multitude of reasons why you haven't been able to run it, Brandon Ayuk being one of them. But yeah, the toothpaste is out of the tube, and Ayuk and the Niners have gotten to a point where they can't really work together anymore for whatever reason, and so the contract is voided. I don't think that he's going to work his butt off to try to get back on the field this year. I could be wrong. I don't think that I am, and so I think that he's played his last snap as a Niner.
Well, I tell you what, it's hard for me, especially as we get closer to a Warrior game tonight. I think it's hard for a lot of people to not at least see some parallels. I think one is way further down the road than the other one.
Are you saying that all roads, Mark?
Well, talk to me. And actually,
no, I'm with you, and I do think that all roads do lead to Kuminga.
Grandy, will you play for everybody? I don't want to assume that everybody's heard this, but for me, something changed over the weekend. I mean,
that's kind of what I was saying last week.
Yeah, all the discussion. We know the story about Jonathan Kuminga and the Warriors. Well, like, we get it. It's been rough at times. Good first five games. Okay, now he's hurt. But how can you not at least get your antennas up when you hear the way Steve Kerr spoke about Jonathan and his injury at their first practice in 3 weeks, which was yesterday at the facility, getting ready for the game tonight? I want everyone to hear the way, not just what he said, the way Steve sounded when this subject matter came up. So, guys, go ahead and hit Steve Kerr and the questions about Kuminga.
Did Jonathan practice?
Kind of. He did a few things, yeah.
Is he just any?
I don't know where he, like, he's got to tell you where he is. I mean, he didn't do anything. We did, like, kind of, we didn't do scrimmages, but we did live drill work, and he barely did any of that. So, not moving well. So, training staff is working with him. You know, I have no idea when he's going to play.
Okay. I think you can hear right away. Have you ever... How long you been covering sports, dog? How long you been doing this?
About 25 years there,
okay.
Mark.
Yeah. Let's see. If I started, Paso Robles play-by-play was somewhere around exactly 30 years ago.
Yeah, wow. Well, yeah. I didn't know we were going back to, like, college stuff.
I mean, come on, sports media. How long you been doing this?
35 years, Mark.
Have you?
Not counting my time doing PA as a six-year-old in the Fairfax Little League.
Hey, count it.
50 years, Mark.
Perfect. Have you ever
never
heard a coach,
not even once,
answer the question,
nope,
did so-and-so practice, by saying, kinda?
I do.
Kinda.
He kinda practiced,
but immediately spills into, I don't know what's going on with him. You're going to have to talk to him.
Yeah.
We did a bunch of drills.
Yep.
He didn't really do them.
No.
I don't know when the hell he's going to play.
Nor do I. Although, I kind of do, and this is what I said last week when I was putting out my conspiracy theory, which looks a little bit more and more like it's got legs, because the head coach himself is saying, Yeah, he kind of practiced. We didn't scrimmage, but we did live drills, and, well, he didn't really do that. And what you have to ask him how he's doing.
I'm going to assume that maybe some of you might be driving to the game right now. You might have multiple people in the car with you. Maybe one of them was talking.
Yeah.
I want you to hear this again with an ear to the radio with regard to how Steve sounds. This is on a Sunday. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Take a listen to this.
Did Jonathan practice?
Kind of. He did a few things, yeah.
Is he just any?
I don't know where he, like, he's got to tell you where he is. I mean, he didn't do anything. We did, like, kind of, we didn't do scrimmages, but we did live drill work, and he barely did any of that. So, not moving well. So, training staff is working with him. You know, I have no idea when he's going to play.
I have no idea.
We did live drill work, which is basically like, all right, you against you, one-on-one, try and score from the left elbow. Ready, go. And he did none of that. Like, live drill work is like, all right, we're going to do a short side, this side only, two-on-two, with a screener and a dribbler. Boom, it's live drill work, controlled. It's not a scrimmage. It's live drill work. And he didn't do any of that.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you right now.
Please. It's
last
time.
Week. No, last week. Yeah, it took 4 years. Last week, as we all do, as a group, you, me, Grandy, Lucas.
Yep.
We're talking out everything that's going on and just kind of how we feel about all of it. And you made an insinuation that Jonathan Kuminga was not playing because he didn't want to play for the Warriors anymore.
Yep. And I was connecting dots.
You were connecting dots. You were kind of kidding-ish.
Yeah.
You were push the envelope, sarcasm, but maybe with a little bit of truth and humor.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Exactly. And the thought that went through my head was not to dismiss it, but I was like, you're jumping ahead to chapter 8. We're on chapter 2, and you just jumped to chapter 8. And it's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure type of a I don't think that that's where this is. I don't see any evidence of that. And I kept saying it. Do you actually feel that way? And I couldn't really tell to what level you had conviction on that thought. And let me just say that I went into the weekend being like, well, no, there's something physical going on here. And I am now going to go and join you on your side of the room. Not that Jonathan despises the Warriors, never will play again. I'm not saying there's no injury. Like with Juwan Jennings, I'm like, I don't think there was really an injury. I think there's an injury, but there is clearly more to this than we know. And I don't know. Like Nick Friedell is going to join us next hour. One of the things I'd almost like to ask him is, do you think there is a scenario out there where this really heads to a bad spot? And Jonathan's not playing for the Warriors anymore. That was one of the oddest exchanges I have ever heard Steve Kerr give.
Yeah, and he wouldn't even let, like, the follow-up question happen before he, like, caught himself and said, you have to ask him. In other words, I have no idea. And he even mentioned in another answer later about imaging. And, you know, yeah, I guess, you know, he'll get some imaging and we'll try and find out where that goes. And it had me thinking about my friend Doc Pandya, who we know, Dr. Nirav Pandya, who's been on the show so many times, and I wonder if imaging actually can reveal what bilateral patella knee tendonitis would show, because normally that's a thing that I don't know if you can see that. Like, in my own imaging in my knee, you can see, yeah,
there's
dog,
no
yeah,
knee.
Dog,
yeah, there's
bone
no
on
knee.
Bone.
Yeah,
you got
yeah.
bone on bone.
There's
you got no meniscus. Yeah. And yeah, you see the one bone and you see the other bone. Well, there's no room in between them. The bone is on the other bone. Okay, lots of luck with that. I don't know if tendonitis can show up like that. So yeah, imaging and all the rest of it. I just look at the paper trail of what has happened. He didn't play well. Draymond called out anonymous people. The next game, Steve said we need drastic changes. One of those was, Jonathan, you don't start anymore. He played a half a basketball, yeah. And he hasn't played since.
We're getting you ready for both the Niners and the Warriors games here on 95.7 The Game, presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. All right, 888-957-9570. That is the number, and we're talking out all these situations, and I just, you know what kind of one of the takeaways is, too, like, so much on the Aiyuk thing, and my opinion is, Whenever you get in your feelings and let that kind of guide what you're doing as an athlete, it usually does not lead to good things for you. But here's where I will meet the athletes halfway. It must be hard. It must be so hard, because that's when we talk about the overlap of these two. I don't know where the Kuminga thing is going, and I, like the rest of you, remain confused on what got us here with the Brandon Ayuk Niners thing. But what I think the overlap is that both players, through a period of years, have repeatedly gotten into their feelings with regard to how they're being treated in the organization, and they have repeatedly had a hard time getting out of that. Now, I'll give Kuminga a nod in this, because one thing that I've always thought that he's done, I think he's in his feelings, but he's handled it well. You've never seen him go to social media and be like, bleep you, I'm right, out. Right. Brandon does it constantly. But I just, the overlap is they can't seem to shake the fight that they got into with the organization. This is actually one nod I'll give to Juwan Jennings. I don't know what Juwan actually thinks. He might be furious with Parag and John and Kyle, but you're not going to see that on game day. In fact, you're going to see somebody fight through broken ribs and play football.
Five of them.
You know what I mean? So Juwan Jennings is able to compartmentalize. I think that both Brandon Ayuk and Jonathan Kuminga, for whatever reason, have had a really difficult time compartmentalizing the frustrations they've had with their respective organizations.
Yeah, and it's tough for both. I mean, for Brandon Ayuk, I don't know why he would go about it this way. I guess he wants to be out so badly that he's willing to act in a way that the team would void the contract, and he doesn't want to fight that. So now the contract will be voided going forward, and he can go wherever he wants to go. And for Kuminga, it looked like he might go that route, which is, you know, I'll play 1 year on the qualifying offer and then I'll have my own freedom. But at the last gasp, they were able to get him on a two-year deal with a club option. And maybe it's with a little bit of an agreement that, yeah, he will be traded at the deadline, January 15th, the earliest it could possibly happen. We don't know if that really is going to happen or not, but we're looking at that, and that's about 9 weeks away. So in 9 weeks, Kuminga could possibly be traded. So between now and then, are we going to have, like, a flare-up of the knee tendonitis? Is he going to get over this and ball? Like, what's it going to be for the next 9 weeks?
Nobody likes to be called a company man, you know what I mean? But I also think sometimes there has to be a realization, employee of any company, there has to be a realization of the power that your company has. And if you're just going to constantly fight it, and you're going to constantly feel like you're being one-upped or held down or whatever it may be, I think you're going to end up just getting overwhelmed by frustration. And what's odd is the Brandon Ayuk situation, the 49ers and Brandon both had a significant amount of power in that one. I thought the Niners had more power, but Brandon really flexed. Brandon got what he wanted and more. Jonathan is the one, was a restricted free agent.
Right.
He kind of had to split the difference and realize, I don't have any options here. So I'm going to go ahead and take this deal that's in front of me. I'll make it as short as possible, but still make some money. Brandon won, I thought.
No, and Brandon didn't have much more power, but the team caved.
And so why do you come out still mad? That's what I don't get.
I don't get it either. I don't know the young man, and I look at each situation, and I you and I talked about the Kuminga part of it, and yeah, if you so desperately want out, then play on the qualifying offer, do your best, and you're out. Okay, if you really want it that bad, and for Ayuk, if you really, really want to not be a Niner that bad, then do this. You're hurt, so maybe you rehab, maybe you don't rehab the way they want, maybe you don't go to meetings, maybe you do whatever you want to do to get them to void the deal.
Wait a minute.
If that's really what you want, then do that.
But that's after the deal. Let's go backward. Remember, Kyle ran upstairs because Brandon sat in his office and agreed.
Well, he agreed because finally the money was right.
Don't agree.
Well,
don't agree.
He had to agree.
No, he didn't. He'd have been a stealer. They were about to send him to the Steelers.
But I don't know if the Steelers would have paid him 30.
It was damn near.
Yeah.
All those contracts were in the same neighborhood. They're all going to make you a rich man for the rest of your life.
I don't know, Mark.
You
could
have been catching balls from Mason Rudolph in the cold right now, and everything would have been blissful.
Russell Wilson last year, right?
Man, it would have been wonderful. Yep. Yeah, yep. You could go 8-9 and right. Aaron Rodgers could tell you every day about how you're not as good as Alan Lazard. Like it would have been awesome, dude. But no, he had an out. Jonathan didn't have an out.
Yep.
He had an out, but he agreed to stay. And then he stayed mad. And then he bucked the system. And then he got hurt and all of the bad things. That's why, I was talking about the overlap of these two. Here's where they're not overlapped. I don't know the ins and outs of all of this, but, man, I have a lot of respect for Jonathan Kuminga. I do not for Brandon Ayuk.
Well,
and I say that I understand that I don't know everything that went on.
Yep.
But the way that each of them have handled their frustration, one of them has been an adult.
Yep.
And one of them has not.
And Ayuk, I think that he eventually, when he got his contract, I do think that he got as ready to play as he could. He didn't play well early. He started to play well, and then he got hurt. So it's a little bit of a different situation. And then after he got hurt, between when he got hurt and now, all we know is that the Niners back in July decided to void his future money based on whatever it is Ayuk did. And I would bet if Ayuk was there every day, first one in the building, rehabbing the way they want, going to every meeting and, doing everything they wanted, I don't think that they would have avoided it. So something happened between Ayuk and the team that got them to think, you know what, we're going to avoid it. Because if he did everything right, everything according to the contract, they couldn't have avoided it.
No, they couldn't have. No.
They would not have been allowed to. So something happened between the two sides. And for Kuminga, we're obviously not to that point. But I do wonder about the timeline of this year where Kuminga no longer is starting, and then 12 minutes of basketball later, now my knees are flaring up. That to me is the one where I'm still scratching my head a little bit.
You have a pick to make.
I do, yeah. The pick is in.
Is it still 7?
Grandy will let us know.
What's the number? Still 7?
It might be 7.5. It depends on where we shop. We do FanDuel, I know.
And you won the game last night.
I did, yeah.
You're coming off of a W.
Yeah, I'm 1-1 so far this week. All right. And boy, all my picks this weekend were ferocious.
Yeah, but you've been good picking that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Their games.
Yep. 8-3.
You've been good.
I'm the Niner Whisperer.
The Warriors host the Jazz tonight at 7. Warriors Live with Grandy starts at 6. It's presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage. Brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. And we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Oh, yeah, Vegas likes the Niners. It's up to 7 and a hook.
Yep.
Yep, you're going to have to go touchdown plus tonight. And Dibs has the pick. Also, go get your votes in on the 95.7 The Game Twitter poll with regard to our Jonathan Kuminga question. The Warriors have lost 3 in a row. In watching those games, did you feel like they missed Kuminga? I did, by the way. I did, especially in the game in Miami. Would have loved to have seen Jonathan play in that game. 888-957-9570. Dibs has got a pick. We'll update those poll results. We'll keep getting you ready for the game. Nick Friedell and Bob Fitzgerald are going to hop in. So I should say we're going to get you ready for the games. Niners and Warriors both play tonight. This is Willard and Dibs at Laughing Monk.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Okay, we're getting to be about that time. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? I want to do this right away. Warriors still a couple hours away, but we have our engaging Dub Nation Twitter poll.
Oh,
and
we
got to update them results, okay? Yep. So engagement is everything on the court and in life. Vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game Twitter page before every game. Presented by Shane Co., your friend and jeweler. Jonathan Kuminga will miss his 6th straight game tonight. By the way, if you didn't hear, Draymond Green, Al Horford also out for the Warriors tonight. But the Warriors have lost 3 games in a row. And we asked, have the Warriors missed Kuminga in those 3 games? And I voted yes. Did you vote?
Yes, I voted yes.
Okay, I voted yes, and that goes right along with 76.6% of our respondents. Yes, so about 3/4 say they missed Jonathan. 23.4% said nope.
Well, and I don't know how you could look at that when you see the team that went up against Miami, the Baby Dubs, as you like to call them, and
yep.
You put them out there, and it was not enough, and then you come back against Portland, and yeah, you could have looked to use a little bit more athleticism, in my opinion, against a very athletic young team like Portland. So think what you want about Kuminga. Early Kuminga, wow, he's amazing. Middle Kuminga, I mean, what's he doing? But you need bodies, you need athletes, and all the rest of it. And so, yeah, I voted yes.
Okay, so that's where it sits, and they will, quote-unquote, miss him again tonight. The Utah Jazz in town. Warriors continuing a homestand. They'll have a night off after this one. Then they'll play against the Rockets on Wednesday. No KD. KD is missing out on a roadie.
Who are you?
Against Phoenix and Golden State, two of his former teams.
Yeah.
And although it's because of a personal matter, so not sure what's going on with Kevin.
No judgment. And I was going to ask you before we get into the Fade the Dipper portion of the program.
It's coming.
Who wins by more tonight? The Warriors are favored by 14.5, and the Niners are favored by 7.5. And I'm assuming that you think that both are going to win.
I do.
The Warriors by 14 and a hook. The Niners by 7 and a hook. Who wins by more? It's time to play. Who wins by more?
That's what you just said. That's what you said. And then the way you said "by more" there at the end very much made me think of Sky Moore. And
who
I was hoping
wins Sky Moore.
Exactly. And I'll go Warriors.
Okay.
I'll go Warriors. Golden State Warriors.
That's a safe bet.
It is a safe bet.
Do they both win?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who scores more points, the Niners or the Warriors? Thank you.
Very good.
I mean,
all right.
Anyway.
Well, look, if we're going to do that, then I mean we should just do this.
Let's do it.
Let's say the Dibbers. Come on. Let's go. All right. Here we go. These always get emotional. This is not just a primetime game. It's not just a Monday night game. It's a Niner game.
Bang, bang.
That's why we're here, Niner gang. We're here at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale getting ready for this one. And so Dibs has to combine 2 aspects of his game, both Monday Nighters and Niner games, and wrap them all up into one. Yes, you have a lot of success in picking Niner.
8-3, homie.
Eight and three.
Yep.
So nothing to sneeze at. But as always, this is a what have you done for me lately kind
Janet
of situation. You were a loser on Thursday, a winner on Sunday. Can you get a winning week? Can you get the Niners a win? There are so many questions to answer, and only one man can do it. A dibs?
Well, Mark, you look at this game, and the spread is 7.5, which is a little treacherous because 28-21, no, you don't cover. 35-28, same deal. 7.5 is a little bit dicey, and these two teams are kind of mirror images. Neither one is great on defense. The Niners are slightly better against the run and slightly worse against the pass. Neither one of these defenses rushes the passer very well. Offensively, well, that's where the Niners, I believe, have a little bit more of an edge. They can run it better than Carolina can, and they certainly can pass it and catch it better than Carolina. Both teams coming off similar rest. The Niners, though, they haven't had their bye yet. And so you're getting to that point here, game 12 in a row, where fatigue can set in. But look, it's a Monday night. It's a primetime spot, and I made the pick 5 days ago, and I felt so much better about it as the week has gone on. This 49er offense is just flat better, and Bryce Young, you don't scare me, dog. Halloween's over. You take the Niners, and you lay the 7.5. Cuckoo!
Yeah!
Skagoo! Skaga! Skaboo! Kaboo!
Kaboo! You know what? It's one of those rare circumstances. You will not hear anyone clap. And that is because, A, I abstain from 49er games.
Correct.
B,
thank you.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
C, Lucas is off. Because Lucas claps no matter what. Yeah, let's throw one out for Lucas. Lucas.
Hey!
But then that's it. Because I'm with you. I picked the pick. I agree with the pick.
Yep.
You better be right. They better win. It's a better win Monday.
Yeah.
That goes for the Niners and the Warriors. You better win. I hate watching sports that way where it's like, okay, you human beings who I'm watching play, you better do good.
Right.
But the situationally, as I look at both of these games, I just got to call it like I see it. You better win.
Yeah, and I didn't only make the pick because you're giving me a ride to the game, but it was definitely it was definitely a factor.
Yeah,
I like the Panthers and the points. You're walking.
Yeah, that could have changed your night.
You. The lovely Christie's in a lovely jacket.
Yeah, that could have changed
your
night.
You're all Niner geared up, and your kids are coming, and I'm looking for a ride. And so, you take the Panthers, and I'm walking.
You are sitting in the back, but you can come.
That's
fine. You can come.
I mean, at least I'm not in the trunk.
I mean, well, there's room.
Okay.
And you like golf, and that's where the clubs are. So,
and there's probably some junk in the trunk too. And maybe I can repurpose
there's
it.
There's definitely some junk in the trunk.
Thank you.
No
I do like the Niners, though.
I do too. I do.
7.5 though is a little bit.
Well, that's a lot for. I mean,
it's a lot.
This is an NFL game. We've learned if we've learned anything. It's surprising every week. I mean, listen.
Well, and this weekend, honestly, Mark, there were three teams that were more than 10-point dogs, and they all covered.
If you red zoned yesterday.
Dude, I was in the zone.
It's now like a, is that an adjective or a verb or something?
One of those
or
two.
Whatever. If you red zoned yesterday, there were morning games where for a minute you're like, oh my, is everyone going to get upset?
Yep.
Is this just going to be all dogs? Like, I'm sitting there watching morning games yesterday. The Lions are getting their butts kicked by the Giants.
Yep.
Lamar Jackson can't move, and the Ravens can't seem to score. Drake May is floating pick sixes over the middle of the field to the Cincinnati
Bengals.
But
they were up the whole way, but it was a little bit.
No, they were down 10-0. They spotted the Bengals 10 points. So, like, they're down 10-0. The Ravens can't get on the board. The Lions, like, Jameis Winston's flying up and down the field. He's catching passes. Like, even the Titans for a second.
For a second.
But Colts, I'm watching the Colts lead the Chiefs by double.
Can we talk about that?
I'd like to know.
We got a bet with the midday show. Will the Chiefs make the playoffs? And the Chiefs are getting beat like, what was it? It was 20-9. 20-9.
It was 20. That's right.
And
that's
I'm thinking,
correct.
All right, Chiefs, you go ahead and lose again. And
oh, that was a funeral yesterday if they lost.
I think
that was a playoff funeral.
The NFL Next Gen stats were if they lose, they have a 20% chance.
Right.
And if they win, it's like 58.
55.
Something like
something
that.
Yeah.
So here comes Patrick. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Throw.
Well,
and the big fourth down play. I think it was to Xavier Worthy, or
it was to Xavier Worthy. Yes, yes.
And then he had one to Rashee Rice, and
no, they did Chief things, and it was the first close game that they've won all year. They're 6-5. I think that the AFC mirrors the NFC if you look at it in terms of, I agree with you, it's going to take 11 to get in.
Yep.
That still means the Chiefs can only lose one more game. So that's hard. I don't care who's on your schedule. That's a hard thing to do. But, boy, their schedule does really loosen up after this.
Well, short week against Dallas.
Yeah, they got to go to Dallas on Thursday. That's
the rejuvenated Cowboys.
Then they host the Houston Texans, and nobody needs to be reminded anymore about how good that defense is.
Number one defense.
Yeah, and the Chargers and Broncos are still on their schedule, although be it both at home. And then they do have Titans and Raiders, so they got a couple of freebies. So I look
at them. But the Broncos is another short week.
Exactly. So I look at them as 8-5 right now because they're not losing to Tennessee. They're not losing to Vegas. So I look at them as 8-5. But they have to, in those other four games, they have to win three of them. And that's going to be difficult to do. But I don't put it past him anyway. Yesterday was the day, man. That was the nail in the
kill
coffin.
Shot. Yep.
That was the shot. And they those suckers wiggled their way out of it.
But again, another weird schedule spot where they go short week, Thanksgiving, and then they have short week against Denver on Christmas, which I know it's at home, but it's not an easy schedule the rest of the way, but yesterday was the one where, like, can you just
– they had it.
Indy.
Oh. And but anyway, all those games I mentioned, all of them, the favorite ended up surviving. But the idea of just, hey, go out there and win by more than a touchdown because we want you to and think you should, that's not easy in the NFL. The coaches call it a week-to-week league for a reason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news – you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.